This is 7AD, and the Devonport Strikers off to the final of the Lacquer Seljuk Statewide Cup. That's happening Monday. To tell us more, Strikers President Drew Smith. Hello, mate.
G'day, Darren. How are you?
All right. So another Lacquer Seljuk Cup final for the Strikers. Very good.
Yeah, look, it's great to have reached the final, and obviously it's one of the biggest games of the year, if not the biggest game of the year. So, yeah, looking forward to it. I just hope it's not like last year.
Yeah. So it's actually down there at KG5 against South Hobart, right?
Yes, against South Hobart. It was originally scheduled to be played at Lightwood Park at Kimbra. But with the weather in the south of the state, with forecast rain for the rest of the week, it was decided to move it back to KG5 on the synthetic pitch, which, I'm really pleased about. And that's the traditional home of the cup final anyway.
Your players get to train regularly on synthetic pitches anyway, so they're well used to it.
That's right, and look, we do play KG5 reasonably well, so as do South Hobart, though. So I don't think there's any sort of disadvantage or advantage to either team in playing at KG5.
Yeah. Now, what time is that Monday?
That's 1:30 on Monday.
Okay, and that'll be live streamed, won't it?
That'll be live streamed. Yep, most definitely.
Yeah, so if you check out Devonport Strikers Facebook, you'll find information there. And you can also hook onto the Football Tasmania website and find some links there. All right, now back to the NPL. So you had a good win over Glenorchy on the weekend. Come from behind win, I believe.
Yeah, look, it was. We went 1-0 down. Glenorchy had a penalty towards the end of the first half. I felt we could have scored a few times in the first half. It was a very even game, a really high-standard game. And then, we were able to put a couple of goals away in the second half, and win 2-1, and we went down to 10 men with about 10 to 15 minutes to go. So it was sort of hold on to the edge of your seat sort of stuff. But, walked away with the points, which was a really critically important win for us.
So you got a red card?
We did get a red card. So Nick Lanao Atkinson, unfortunately for him, received a red card with 10 to 15 minutes to go, which rules him out of the cup final on Monday, which is obviously very disappointing for him.
Yeah. All right. Well, it leaves you quite a few points clear now, top of that NPL ladder. I think 5 points.
Yeah, 2 games ahead of Glenorchy and South Hobart, and 3 games ahead of Kingborough. And all of those teams are yet to play each other in the second round. So it's still very tight. Anything can happen, but it's a nice little break, but that can evaporate quickly if things don't go the right way.
Indeed. All right, let's go to the Northern Champs team now. They beat Northern Rangers on the weekend, so that moves them up to second on the ladder. So they had a fairly quiet start to the season, I guess, but things are warming up now.
Yeah, look, they had a really poor start, I'd have to say, to the season, and but certainly over the last four to five rounds, have really found their straps, and they've beaten the previously unbeaten Northern Rangers team, which are coincidentally coached by Peter Saville, who obviously coached Devonport back in 2016 when they won the cup and they won the league and went to the round of 16. So they've got a good team, so it was a great result, and that was a come from behind win as well. They were 2-0 down and eventually won 3-2, so an excellent result.
Yeah, so they get the weekend off for the long weekend. Now, what's happening with the WSL? I know the women had a good win over Taruna, but do they play this weekend or not?
No, look, they don't, because unfortunately we didn't make the final. We lost the semi-final against Kingborough, which was really, really disappointing. It would have been great to have all three teams in the State Cup finals, but that wasn't to be. So they're playing the following week, but they've got a catch-up game in August as well against Olympia, but they'll have the weekend off. And their under-20s, of course, are in the State Cup, State League Cup final as well, so which will be played at Riverside on Saturday at 4:30. So a great opportunity for our under-20 boys to hopefully get a win, and they'll be coached by our NPL coach, Tom Ballantyne, so that'll be a good experience for them as well.
Brilliant. So they're playing South Hobart, right?
They're playing South Hobart as well, so... South Hobart have always been traditionally very strong through the junior and youth ranks, so it'll be a very difficult game, but hopefully we can come away with a cup win for them.
And what's the latest on the Devonport Valley Road being used for a training facility for Women's World Cup?
Yeah, look, the latest we've got is that we'll probably know in early August. So it's okay. A bit of an ongoing saga, but fingers crossed on that one.
Thanks for your time, and good luck, Strikers.
Thanks, Darren. Bye.